CPA Mobile.
David, KN4, TFW.
TFW, KB4CPA. Well, it is a good afternoon. 77 degrees. And man, do I wish I was out on the tennis court. But maybe tomorrow.
Cooler tomorrow, but still should be a nice day. So what's keeping you from the courts today?
Most of the guys I play singles with work. I don't know what it's like, an illness. Some people have these jobs, you know. I don't understand it. And they can only play at night, and then they want to spend time with their families. It just, yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I started to say at the beginning, it's like, thought you were retired. You could play anytime you want. Surely there's somebody down there. If you went down there, they'd play with you.
Call me Shirley. Well, yeah, you would think so. I have a guy that's going to, we're going to play tomorrow, but he's a member of the club, but he has opted out of playing in February, so he doesn't have to pay for February. So he can't go to the club and play. We have to find a public court somewhere where he can play, and he lives in Piedmont, and I live in Taylor, so I'm trying to find something kind of halfway, and I came up with Gower, but golly, their courts are terrific. It's been probably six or so years since I played on Gower, and they were nice last time I played on them. But since then, because, I mean, they look awful now. They got cracks everywhere. It's just terrible.
More all that stuff, so moving over to sports clubs where people can just, you know, make money on them every time you go to them, right?
You know, you pay an annual fee, and it's not cheap, but since I'm just loaded with money now, and that was a joke, but anyway, I just join there, and I can play in some leagues and this, that, and the other.
Any chatter from the Russian-Ukraine thing on the radio?
I haven't. I'm ashamed to admit that all I've been doing is FT8. So, I'm checking into the sideband net on 3915, but that's, other than that, my wife, she came in there the other day and she said, "Are you ever going to talk on that thing anymore?"
Cartoon, and it was a little girl, she on a swing set talking to her imaginary friend, and she said her daddy talks to his imaginary friends on something called ham radio.
You'd think it's pollen season or something. I think that, you know, FT8 has gotten a lot of younger people interested in amateur radio. And I might be wrong, but I've noticed that more and more of guys that are a heck of a lot younger than I am, are doing FT8. And, you know, heck, maybe they'll discover another part of ham radio that they like, you know, sideband, CW, you know, something. And at least they're in the hobby, and I think that's good. And, you know, we need to get on some of these frequencies that aren't being used, like 6 meters FM and 440 and 220 and and talk on these frequencies so we don't lose them.
Yeah, and definitely the younger crowd, I believe, is getting into all that digital and FT8 and all kinds of stuff like that. And then I did make a contact over the weekend on 10 meters all the way over to Calgary, Canada.
Was that on sideband or what?
Yeah, that was single sideband. I don't have anything set up for anything but single sideband, and I haven't learned CW yet. Maybe that's on my list. Maybe when I retire, I'll have enough time.
Believe me, you won't have enough time. Oh, me. When people find out that you're retired, then they start this to-do list, and if you have any children or relatives and your parents are living and that kind of thing, then it's like, you know, oh, David's retired, let's ask him. But anyway, it's so funny. There's this guy, I can't think of his call, it's the suffix is FLO, that's all I can remember. But he lives in Greer, and evidently he can only get on 10 meters looking at his QRZ page, and on 10 meters on FT8, but every time I get on 10 meters on FT8, he contacts me, and he lives in Greer. We're like 8 miles away. I just laugh, you know, and make the, you know, we make the contact and move on, but it's just kind of funny.
How things are going, and that, you know, that might be a crucial contact here before you know it. You know, if you were over in Ukraine, I would imagine it would be a good, decent contact, right? Be able to exchange some information or something.
I understand that China actually blocks their radio waves getting in or going out. They don't want anybody transmitting out or in to the country unless they have permission from the government, and so it probably really sucks to be a ham radio operator in China. But yeah, I don't know what all is going on in the Ukraine. I know Russia's supporting them, Putin is it, and everybody knows he's not a real nice guy, at least from what we've heard anyway.
If you heard anything on sideband or anything, because you know that you can't hardly believe in about half of what the news media says nowadays, so you never know what the truth really is.
Can't believe the media? Oh man, I didn't know that. Now I gotta start all over. Crap, I tell you. Yep. You got that right. You can tell when the media's lying because their mouths are open. But anyway, well, they might give you half the truth, but they won't give you the whole truth. So half a truth is a lie to me. So anyway, they just want you to know what they want you to know. And so I get my information from, unconventional sources. But anyway, only thing I like to watch on Channel 4 is the weather.
That's a little bit iffy here lately, and I'm about to switch to a different channel, I think. I thought I was going to have to write them there or email them the other day. It's like, how hard is it to just remotely guess the weather? I mean, you missed it 4 days out of 7. But I guess they're allowed to be wrong since the rest of the news is wrong. KN4TFW.
CBA. Yeah, I imagine forecasting the weather, you know, or around, being around this, just south of the ridge, the Blue Ridge Mountains, is pretty tough. I heard John Sesserich say one time when he was still a weatherman that this is probably the second most difficult place to forecast the weather. And he said, what do you think the most difficult place is? And for some reason, Denver, Colorado just popped in my mind. And he said, you're exactly right.
Out in Colorado Springs, that you're so close to the mountain that by the time it comes over the mountain, you know, it drops out east of you. And you just... You just can't never tell. And then when a storm's coming up, you can't tell if, you know, if it's going to butt up against the mountain, how long it's going to stay, or if it's going to go over the top. And I guess we're in kind of the same situation.
I think we are. And it just makes things a little iffy. Of course, a lot of our weather comes from the Atlanta area, from the southeast, or southwest, I'm sorry. So, and travels kind of northeast up 85 corridor. So that's why, that's one reason they put the radar right there on 85, because, I mean, that's the corridor where we get most of our weather from.
Say where you were headed today.
Well, I was, let's see, I went to my daughter's and tried to work on a rocker. Recliner, which was not successful, so I'm going to have to back up and punt on that one. And then I went to Walmart, picked up a few mass consumables, as Tom Rouse would say. And I just left Roadhouse with some very fragrant food here. If it tastes half as good as it smells, then it'll be good.
Marco's Pizza?
Oh, we did that. We had that the other day, yesterday or the day before. This is Texas Roadhouse.
Better do take out at that place. You can't hardly get in there anymore. They don't have enough people to have the restaurants empty, and you still got to wait 30 minutes. When I left the house, my wife told me to stop by Zaxby's on the way home, so I guess it's Zaxby's tonight.
Wife will call in the order and pay for it, and all I have to do is just go pick it up. And you can go inside now, at least the 108 Hampton. They used to make you go through the drive-thru. They'd lock the doors, but you actually go in and pick up your food. I don't think they'll let you dine inside, but they'll let you pick up from inside. And that beats sitting in the drive-thru line.
Up here in Greer is iffy. It's 50-50 shot. It's either going to be backed up all the way to the road and out onto the road, or you can drive right up to the speaker.
Well, I'd call feast or famine. Oh, me. Well, I am pulling in the garage. I'm going to put the pony in the barn. I drive a Mustang, so I call her my pony. And, going to scarf down some of this food and mass consumables. I love it. But anyway, you have a good evening. Heck, I may even change the oil in my car tonight. That needs to be done, so I need to get on that. But anyway, I'll clear out of here after your final. Enjoy it at KB4CPA.
You guys enjoy your Texas Roadhouse dinner, and I look forward to catching you another time. Have a good evening. KN4TFW.